Good morning, everyone, or if you're listening to this at night, good evening, everyone. It is September 27th, and we are ready for a new hymn today. And this hymn was written by a woman you've probably never heard of. Her name was Louisa Steed. You haven't probably ever heard of her, but you probably know the hymn. She was born in 1850 in England, and she accepted Christ at the young age of 9. And she knew from the beginning she was called to be a missionary. From the beginning of her Christian walk, she knew that God was calling her to be a missionary. When she was 21, she moved to the U.S., and health kept her from becoming this missionary. She had terrible health. And so she settled down, had a child, got married, and had a child. And when their little daughter Lily was 4 years old, they went to the beach on a warm day, and they were enjoying their picnic as a family when they heard a cry for help. And so Louisa's husband dove into the water to rescue a young boy that was struggling in the water. And as it happens so often, the person drowning grabs a hold of the person trying to save them, and they both drown. And that's exactly what happened that horrific day. And so Louisa and her daughter were forced into poverty. And yet, despite that, and despite the great loss, Louisa pushed on and was someone who knew that she was called to be a missionary. And so she pushed on despite her health issues and became a missionary in South Africa. Now, Louisa Steed wrote this hymn, "'Tis So Sweet to Trust in Jesus." And this song was inspired by this horrific tragedy. Now, I don't know about you, and I've talked about this quite a bit lately, but we've talked about how many tragedies people who write these hymns have been through. And I think about myself, what kind of hymn would I write if I lost my wife in an accident the way that Louisa Steed lost her husband? And I can't sit here today and say that I would want to write a hymn about how sweet it is to trust in Jesus. And I'm just blown away by the faith of this woman. I want to read the lyrics to this song. They're so pure, so beautiful, so joyful. "'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus and to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise and to know, thus saith the Lord." The refrain says, "Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him. How I've proved him over and over. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus. Oh, for grace to trust him more. Oh, how sweet to trust in Jesus, just to trust his cleansing blood, and in simple faith to plunge me 'neath the healing, cleansing flood." I am so amazed that this woman wrote this beautiful hymn about how sweet it is to trust Jesus. And it would be so easy to not trust him when things don't go your way or when you suffer a horrible tragedy. And I think that's probably something that really strikes me as different from generations ago, is that when people faced hardships, they were much less likely to lose their faith and much more likely to grow in their faith. So let's pray about that today, that God would give us the strength during difficult times to look at things the way that Louisa Steed did. Let's pray. God, it amazes me to see people who suffer great loss with such great faith, with such great strength that comes in the midst of trials, tribulations, and tragedy. God, I thank you so much for the gift of these hymns, and I thank you so much for this song. this woman pouring her heart out about how sweet it is to trust you, Lord. And then she even asks for more grace to trust you more. God, I want that kind of desire. Would you give me my share, my fair share, more than my fair share of grace to trust you more? God, that's my prayer for me, and that's my prayer for my friends here today. How sweet it is to trust you, and may I not turn my back on you when things don't go my way. May I not avoid you when I don't get what I want. I'm very well aware, Lord, that you never promised that life would be fair. In fact, you promised for those of us who follow you that life wouldn't be fair in some areas that even other people think that it is. But God, we are here today to say, Father, I want my strength and my faith to be greater because I serve a great God. And it is sweet to put my trust in you because you're the only one I can truly trust. To take you at your word that you've given me eternity in heaven, and that my goal is not just to walk through and make it through this life, but to glorify you. And I want to glorify you the way this woman did in this hymn. In Jesus' name.
Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I prove him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. Oh, how sweet to trust in Jesus, just to trust his cleansing blood, just in simple faith to plunge beneath the healing, cleansing flood. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I prove him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him. Yes, 'tis sweet to trust in Jesus, just from sin and empty seas, just from Jesus empty seas, life and rest and joy and peace. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I prove him home and door. Jesus, Jesus, precious, oh, for grace to trust him more. I'm so glad I learned to trust the precious Jesus, Savior, friend. And I know that thou art with me, will be with me till the end. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I proved him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust.